stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Now that, my friends, is a worship service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Thank you, Sister Sharon. Praise the Lord and welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up End Days Truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. The times of the end are here, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. August is looking like the third month in a row to come up short to pay for radio time. And your love gift is needed, and program cancellations will also be needed soon, unless support increases. If you have never sent help, would you pray and send what you can to help? I will look forward to finding your letter in P.O. Box 122 this week. And may God bless you. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. Watchman comment, suffering can come in many forms and many ways, but the two top categories are suffering caused by outward circumstances and suffering caused by inward circumstances. What do I mean? Well, let me explain the outward circumstances first. There are things that you cannot control, like losing a job or a loved one or a good friend, etc., etc. Inward circumstances affect you personally that if you are a Christian, you have the ability to somewhat control, except when Yahweh's will trumps your desires. As a Christian, you are being trained to reign with Christ at the time of the end. So some things you cannot even pray away because they are training you spiritually to reign after the end times. Other circumstances you can somewhat control by obeying God's holy word. And though I do not like mentioning it, one of the most common is in your giving. Another is in your reading Yahweh's word and in your praying according to that spiritual holy word, not deviating to please your flesh as many do. And then they wonder why certain circumstances come upon them. They do not even realize they themselves opened the door or doors by disobeying the Lord's holy word. A very wise man of God called Watchman Nee, who had one of the largest churches in Asia, very wisely said this, I pray and I obey. Pray and I obey. I can't say it the way he would, but when I read his book, The Latent Power of Prayer, as a very young Christian, it so impressed me, I have not forgotten it. And that was over 25 years ago. I do not know exactly, but I can tell you this true truth for myself. I pray and I obey. Amen and amen. How about you? It is so very simple, my friend. Will you pray, and then will you obey? Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's hear from God tonight on this True Truth program. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
For as you worship me and you come into my presence, says your Father, do you not know that it pleases me? Do you not know that I hear your voice? Oh, for my children, for it pleases me to hear your worship and your praise. For in the days that you are in, I know it is difficult for you to do. For you are looking here and you are looking there to see what is happening. But I tell you, don't look there or look there, but look to me. Look to me, for I am the one that is causing the things to come about in this world. Man does not have a choice, although he thinks he does. For I say unto you, though the man thinks he has a choice, it has all been determined by me from the very beginning, and by my Son, and by my Spirit. For we have come and created man, and man is in our image, and it is in our image that man will stay. But those who want to go apart from who we are, they will cause the things that are about to happen upon this earth. Look now, look closely now to the things that you see and the things that you hear that are of me. For these things have to happen. These things have to happen that a cleansing might come upon the earth, that a new kingdom can be set up that will honor me and obey my commandments. Do you see these things? Do you know these things that are happening? Have you seen places where there is snow and freezing and other places where there is heat and drought? I say to you, these things must happen. There will be dry places and there will be wet places. There will be places that can stand no more rain and other places that need much, much more rain. There will be pestilences. There will be things that have been prophesied and things that have not been prophesied that you will see. These things will come about and they will bring about a change. They will bring about a new world that thinks it is better than I am. But I say to you, I will still remain in control. For the gates of hell cannot prevail against my kingdom. For I have called and I have chosen each day, each hour, and every minute. For I had shut up the book until the end, but the end is now here. And now the book is being opened. Come closer to me, my children. Come closer. Come to the safety of who I am, says the Lord.
My friends, what an awesome prophetic word that the Lord gave me there. Amen. I pray you heeded every bit of it. And if you can listen to it again, I suggest that you do, because there is so much in there. Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My friends, on this program, as always, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men who write it up themselves. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Watchman comment, my. If you are listening right now and you can tell me you do all those five things, oh, what a serious, committed, true truth Christian you must be. But if you lack in one or more of those things, Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. It is time to go to work and attain each and every one of them. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. I can assure you, my friends, that will keep you busy and get you down on your knees praying and repenting so that you can live a true truth life where all five things are part of your Christian life, and it's not going to be easy. Here they are again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Concerning not despising prophecy. What I am about to say may cause many from a certain denomination to stop listening or supporting signs, but I am more concerned about your soul than staying on the air or your money. Amen. Despise not prophesying. All by itself should put every Baptist in this world down on their knees repenting, as despising prophecy and prophets for today is a major false Baptist doctrine. That's the true truth. You cannot just despise not the Old Testament prophets. First, the most important prophet was a New Testament prophet. His name was Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus himself said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." That's for those that believe. Continuing, "They shall speak with new tongues." Again, that's for those that believe. Continuing, verse 18, "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now that was Jesus himself speaking, and there are many things in those verses coming directly from Jesus' mouth that many denominations teach falsely against. They say not to do it, but we should be allowed to do it because Jesus said so. For instance, those that believe should be able to cast out devils, and here it comes, believers shall speak with new tongues. My. Well, I guess I'll quit. I have most likely gotten some really upset with those true truths. But do not get mad at me. I just read right from the Holy Word what Jesus, your Lord and Savior, said that you could or should do. Amen and amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. A friend, Philip from Ohio, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent an awesome Wow Walk on Water love gift that covered this entire program tonight. And I thank you, Brother Philip, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offering, tonight's program would have been unfunded. But instead, we can praise the Lord together as we reach out all around the world on tonight's program. Now, if you are listening to the repeat of this Saturday night program on Monday night at 9:30 p.m., frequency 9265, that program was also covered by Brother Philip. But what about the other Monday night listeners? Brother Philip cannot cover the cost of every Monday night on 9265 at 9:30 p.m. So please, the rest of you, would you pray about sending even $1, if possible, $5, $10, or even $20 in support of Monday nights? If enough Monday night listeners do that, even at $1, it could help cover the Monday night costs. Father, I just pray that you'd bless Brother Philip. Father, touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Touch his comings and his goings, Lord God, and have him, Father, within the palm of your hand as he does his daily tasks. Jehovah Jireh be his provider. Amen and amen. And also, Father, bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Wow, we are at the middle of the program already, but I had to say what needed to be said, so here are some 666 End Days news reports. 50 Shades of Grey meets the pulpit. Well, we knew it was just a matter of time before the Church of Laodicea latched on to a hot cultural moneymaker the world is talking about. Even if it is considered chick porn, meaning pornographic content that women are buying, the book series 50 Shades of Grey is so popular even among Christian women that bookstore keepers can barely contain themselves and keep them in stock. Why do we need to take the worst of what the world has to offer and marry it with the best of what faith has to offer, which is Jesus Christ and the gospel shepherding the flock? Will this really equip the saints to go and make disciples, or is it just another example of false fodder to feed the goats so that more tithes can be collected? My. Jesus said the truth will set you free, and on this program, you'll get set free if you listen. Continuing. 2,362 millionaires got unemployment benefits. My, oh, my. There were 2,362 people who earned $1 million or more in taxable income in 2009 and who also received federal unemployment benefits that year, according to a report by Congressional Research Service. In fact, these millionaires collectively raked in more than $20 million in unemployment benefits. My, oh, my. Watchman comment? Wow. While this Watchman in Science Radio struggles to be on the air exposing this 666 end times nonsense. Well, I wonder, is there a millionaire out there willing to tithe to Science Radio? If you're listening, pray about it. I would love to stop asking for support. My. And you could afford it, too. Continuing. Watchman comment. Is America's government getting ready for civil war, as I have mentioned so many times, might happen? Insane quantities of government ammo purchases point to one purpose. The U.S. government is arming itself to the teeth, and some of you think I am crazy. My. What do they know that we seem to not know? Is it true or isn't it true? Are they expecting the Civil War to erupt in America? I have warned about. Has the American governmental system gone crazy? Domestic disorder could ensue if people are refused their Social Security benefits, don't you know? A rash of solicitations by federal agencies for hollow point bullets in recent months has stoked fears that the government is preparing for civil unrest, caused by a financial collapse on a scale similar to scenes already witnessed in Europe over the last 2 years. Continuing. Jailed USA Arizona pastor faces probation, unannounced government inspections. Pastor Michael Solomon is facing up to 3.5 years of probation as well as monthly governmental inspections for actions related to the Bible study he led in his Phoenix, Arizona home. Pastor Solomon is currently serving out a 60-day jail sentence after Phoenix authorities convicted the father of six of violating dozens of city code regulations normally applied to commercial properties, not private property. Watchman comment, I warned you this was coming to our new America, now being governed by Democratic Communist Socialists. Do you believe me now? Get prayed up. This is just the beginning. For more daily news in text form, my friends, like you are hearing on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. Just like it sounds, signsradio.com. All one word, no spaces. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. And you'll go right to my news website from the Science Radio website. The number of those reading the news website is growing daily. Many like the pictures posted with some reports. Remember, that's go to scienceradio.com, blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site. Check it out. Continuing. Admitted Tulsa, Oklahoma Christian cop punished over Christian beliefs. Creeping Sharia law hits city in America's heartland. In a case spotlighted as an example of creeping Sharia in the United States, attorneys for a Tulsa, Oklahoma police officer have asked for a summary judgment because a police official inside the department there testified the officer was punished for exercising his rights. Fields sued when he was punished with a 2-week unpaid suspension and a demotion for refusing police department orders to attend an event at an Islamic mosque in which police officers were to observe Islamic worship services, hear an explanation of Islamic beliefs, and be proselytized. As a Christian, Fields believed the order violated his rights to freely exercise his own Christian faith. But the department determined he was refusing a lawful order and punished him. Watchman comment, I warned you Christians in America would soon come under attack many times. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Black box standards coming for cars. New federal standards for black boxes that record information leading up to auto accidents will take effect September 1st, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has ruled. NHTSA is thought to be considering a federal mandate as a next step, possibly next year. Watchman comment, that means it will be required. Continuing, the Mississippi River is drying up. The worst drought in more than 50 years is having a devastating impact on the Mississippi River. The Mississippi has become very thin and very narrow, and if it keeps on dropping, there is a very real possibility that all Mississippi River traffic could get shut down. Watchman comment, I remember reporting on that happening once before a few years back. That would be absolutely crippling for our USA economy. Continuing, the U.S. federal government is hoarding meat stocks in response to drought. While there are food shortages for the rest of us, at least two-thirds of the U.S. is currently suffering through varying degrees of drought, with the U.S. Drought Monitor reporting as of August 14th that 63% of hay, 72% of cattle, 85% of soybean crops, and 87% of corn crops are not getting the water they need to survive. And in response, the U.S. federal government has announced that it plans to buy up to $170 million worth of pork, lamb, chicken, catfish to help out these farmers. Watchman comment, oh, sure, they want to help these farmers, right? I don't think so. But, what does this mean for the rest of us? And whatever cannot be distributed through federal programs will be stocked and frozen for future use, according to the White House. Watchman comment, is this a U.S. government 666 plan? What will it eventually mean? It could mean that you will need 666, the mark of the world beast system, to buy yucky, very old, chemically preserved, and freezer-burned meat. At the least, this massive meat buy-up could cause problems for the average meat-eating American, as meat products will become less plentiful and thus more expensive. Very expensive. Very expensive. Is 666 the mark right around the corner? Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please pray about it. Ask God what he might have you do to help. Then write Signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, town is Lyle, spell that LISLE. State is New York, just put that NY, zip 1-3-7-9-7. I truly thank you for writing. Now a devotional to help keep you informed. Titled, Is There a Famine in the Land Today? Genesis chapter 26, verses 1 and 2. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go down unto Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. In the days of Isaac there was a famine in the land of Israel. It appeared then that the right thing to do was to go to Egypt where there was plenty. But the Lord instructed Isaac not to go, and to instead cling to the promise that he had made with his father Abraham. It was probably very hard for Isaac to trust a God that was truly speaking to him. But he did it. He obeyed the word of God and stayed put right where God told him to stay. And what happened because of his obedience in the midst of a famine, in a time of trouble, if you will, he was blessed a hundredfold. Genesis chapter 26, verses 10 through 12. My dear, precious listening friends, prepare yourselves to obey the Lord, even if it's difficult. There are blessings to be received, but it all begins with your obedience. And that is the true truth. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in, right now, today. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. Hallelujah. So as I always say, get right and get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265. If you are a Monday night 9265 listener, please pray about sending support. It is needed. Or if you cannot hear 9265, call this phone number to listen exactly at 9:30 p.m. Monday nights. But remember, it is not a toll-free number. So if you have unlimited free calling, give it a call. Are you ready to write the number down? Here it comes. 1-7-1-2-4-3-2-7-7-5-2. That will get you right in to the 9265 stream. But do it at 9:30 on Monday night to hear the program. Then please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, for a fresh new program. You calculate your time zone. Here is the address to write again. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. There has not been many calls lately, so here is an interesting letter I have received from an anonymous friend in New England. Dear Brother Johnson, Brother, have you noticed what's happening to the sun? I noticed back on August 6th, when the sun rose, it seemed dimmer than usual. I noticed it immediately. This was corroborated by long shadows from the trees at noon, and this on a sunny day. Yes, I use solar energy, so I have noticed. Continuing with the letter, now, Brother, tell everyone you know to go out at sunset and watch the sun sink below the horizon. My friends, when you do that, watch that it's not too bright to harm your eyes. Make sure it's down low on the horizon. Continuing with the letter. Here's the big thing. Why isn't the sun orange at sunset as it always has been all my life? The sun is now white when it sets. Have you noticed this? No, I did not notice, but I looked and the sun was whiter at times. But I also observed orange sunsets. Continuing the letter. I listened to your show at 9 to 9:30 p.m. on WWCR on Saturday. If you want to read or mention this letter, I'll be listening then. The Bible says, there shall be changes in the sun, moon, and stars. Amen to that. And then she ended the letter with, a small donation for the good fight. Your friend in New England. Thank you, my dear friend. I sure did appreciate your letter and your love gift. God bless you, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program tonight. When you call or write, I'd sure appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Is there anybody out there listening tonight? Here it comes again. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now, today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.